Pre-course. Exercise B.
Strange, but true. Truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. Look at the following statements. Are they true or false? Tick the boxes. Guess if you don't know. Then listen to the quiz program and check your answers.
Hello, 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 and welcome to tonight's episode of Well, I Never, where we look at all things weird and wonderful. With me tonight, teasing out facts from fiction, are Vince Jensen and Marcy Sellers.
Hello.
Right, we'll start up close and personal with two questions related to the human body. What do you think is the strongest bone in the human body?
The strongest. I'd have to say the skull. Yeah, definitely the skull. It's got to protect the brain, right?
Not the skull, no.
The femur? The whatchamacallit, the thigh bone?
Many people think it's the femur, but while it's certainly the longest bone in your body, it's not actually the strongest. Marcy?
Isn't it the mandible?
The what?
The mandible, you know, your jawbone. I wonder why it's so strong, though. Maybe it's a leftover from our caveman days when we had to chew and bite through things that were a lot harder than your average pizza today. You know, mammoth steaks, lizard skin, those sorts of things.
The jawbone, or the mandible, is the correct answer. Oh. Well done, Marcy. Question number two. What is the strongest muscle in your body?
Is this one of those trick questions? What do we mean by the strongest?
Good point. The tongue, for example, never gets tired and works all the time. Food, talking, even while you're asleep, it's working, pushing saliva around. So maybe the tongue? But the masseter muscle in the jaw exerts the most force. If your teeth could take the pressure, the masseter would give you enough power to crack soft rocks or concrete.
What? Is that true?
Mars is quite right. Depending on what we use as criteria, the tongue and the masseter are both contenders for the prize of the strongest muscle. Let's move on to our true-false section now. True or false? Gorillas and potatoes have two more chromosomes than humans do.
This is such a weird statement. It's got to be true. Although how a potato can have more chromosomes than I do is beyond me. I mean, what does it do with them?
But more it has. Puts us humans in our rightful place, eh? True or false? When a flea jumps, the rate of acceleration is double that of a space shuttle during launch.
Surely fleas don't accelerate that fast, tiny, disgusting little things.
A flea's rate of acceleration is actually 20 times that of the space shuttle. So, props to the fleas. Is this next one true or false? There are 8 times more atoms in a teaspoonful of water than there are teaspoonfuls of water in the Atlantic Ocean.
Ooh. Oh, come on now. How do they calculate that? The Atlantic Ocean, indeed. What about the Indian Ocean? It's probably true, though. Tiny little suckers atoms are.
I think it's true too, weird as it may sound.
It's true indeed.
Oh.
More atoms in that single teaspoon of water than teaspoonfuls of water in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, if you had to drill straight through the centre of the Earth and jumped in, it would take you half a day to reach the other side. True or false?
Half a day? How fast are you going?
Well, say the normal speed of any object dropping from a high building.
No idea. 24 hours?
Nope. It would only take you 42 minutes and 12 seconds to get to the other side.
Assuming you don't melt first, of course.
Honestly, how do they calculate these things?
And the final question in this section. If you take all the Lego bricks ever made, those normal ones, you know, and stack them one on top of the other, you'd have a tower 10 times as high as the distance to the moon. Is this true or false?
Wow, 10 times as high. Unlike journeys through the centre of the Earth, I can see how they could calculate the Lego distance. I mean, we know the actual height of a Lego block. We know the distance to the moon. I'd say it's probably true. What do you reckon, Vince?
Yeah, probably true. Don't know about 10 times, though. That sounds like a lot. Mm.
It's true, all right.
Oh, yes.
Although, why on earth would anybody spend their time speculating about Lego towers to the moon? There are some strange people out there. Right, our next category is chemistry.
Oh.
What is the most common element found in our universe? It's highly flammable. It's the first element on the periodic table.